Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 16, Text 29. Bhagavan, Anugau, Aha, Yatam, Ma, Bhaishtam, Astu, Sham, Brahmatejaha, Samartha, Api, Antum, Nechche, Matam, Tu, Me, Bhagavan Anugabaha, Yatama Bhaishtamastusham, Brahmateja Samartopi, Antum Nechche, Matam, Tu, Me. The Lord then said to his attendants, Jai and Vijay, depart this place, but fear not. All glories unto you. Though I am capable of nullifying the Brahmin's curse, I would not do so. On the contrary, it has my approval.
কিন্তু কোন ভয় করো না, তোমাদের প্রধান ব্রাহ্মণের অভিশাপ খণ্ডনে যদিও আমি সমর্থ, তবুও আমি তা করব না। পক্ষান্তরে এই অভিশাপ আমার অনুমোদিত।
Is this microphone loud enough? Can everyone hear? Purport. As explained in connection with text 26, all the incidents that took place had the approval of the Lord. Ordinarily, there is no possibility that the four sages could be angry with the doorkeepers, nor could the Supreme Lord neglect his two doorkeepers, nor can one come back from Vaikuntha after once having taken birth there. All these incidents, therefore, were designed by the Lord himself for the sake of his pastimes in the material world. Thus, he plainly says that it was done with his approval. Otherwise, it would have been impossible for inhabitants of Vaikuntha Loka to come back to the material world simply because of a Brahminical curse. The Lord especially blesses the so-called culprits. All glories unto you. A devotee, once accepted by the Lord, can never fall down. That is the conclusion of this incident. Bhagavan Anugabaha Yatam Ma Bhaishtam Astusham Brahma Teja Samartopi Antum Nechche Matam Tume. The Lord says, I can interfere, but I don't want to. Now it's Che. I have no such desire. This is Krishna, Swarat, he's independent.
Swatantra.
Yes. He can do as he likes. This is the privilege of God. He's not required to follow anyone else's order. He doesn't have to follow any rules. No law. He's beyond all these things. We have a little bit of free will, tiny free will. Krishna has unlimited free will. He can do anything and everything. I'm limited, I can only do certain things. Other things are beyond my power. Other things will get me in trouble. But Krishna has the power to do whatever he likes, and no one can interfere. If he wants to lift a mountain, he'll lift a mountain. If he wants to anything, whatever he likes, he can do. He doesn't have to follow any rules. If he wants to steal, he'll steal. If he wants to steal, he'll steal. If he wants to act like a Kshatriya, he'll act like a Kshatriya. If he wants to act like a Vaishya, he'll act like a Vaishya. As he likes, he can do. So here, he tells the doorkeepers, I can interfere with this curse, but I don't want to. Why doesn't he want to? One reason is because they're Brahmins, so the Brahmins' words should not be contradicted. They're devotees, they're Brahmins. The Brahmins' words should not. Just like Lord Nrisimhadev. Lord Nrisimhadev could have, or Krishna could have killed Hiranyakashipu in so many different ways, but he did it in a way that kept all the promises of Brahma intact. Brahma is a devotee, so his word should not go in vain. And another reason that one should learn that the Brahmins should not be offended. One should not offend the Brahmin. One should not offend a Brahmin or
Vaishnava.
Even Krishna may not help you. When Ambarish Maharaj was offended by Durvasa Muni, then he went everywhere, went to Lord Shiva, went to Lord Brahma, he even went to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu also said, I won't help you. Same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was some, who was that? Gopal Chapala offended Shivas Thakur. And he appealed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your patita pavana, now I'm suffering from leprosy, please save me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, get lost. And you've offended a devotee. I won't help you. Now that means you have to go to the devotee. If he forgives you, then it's possible. But I won't. And another reason is that Krishna wanted to have some fun. In the spiritual world, it's a very nice place, but there's not much opportunity for fighting. So when Krishna wants to fight, he comes to this material world. But who is fit for fighting with him? Therefore Krishna sent his devotees, you fight with me. A king likes to fight, so Hare Krishna. So he may keep some wrestlers. Although they're the faithful servants of the king, their business is to fight with the king. And then the king will enjoy. So Krishna wanted to enjoy some pastimes in the material world. So he didn't interfere because this is his plan. Matam tu me. I approve of this curse. You've offended them. They've cursed you. I approve.
Matam tu me.
And besides, we'll have some fun. Bhagavan Anugau. Anugau, Anu means go, Anuga. Ga means going, and Anu means behind, following.
Anuga.
So the doorkeepers were faithful followers of the Lord. Bhagavan Anugas, followers of the personality of Godhead. So the Lord said to them, now, yata, go. Yadgatva nani vartante tadhama paramamama. Once one goes there, once one reaches the spiritual world, one never has to go back to the material world. But the Lord told them, you go. Brahmateja, you've been cursed by the Brahmins, now go. But ma bhaishtam, don't fear. It won't be a problem for you. You're going for service. A devotee can go anywhere for the service of the Lord. Sometimes Narad Muni goes to hell for preaching. So a devotee can go anywhere. Prabhupada went to America, which is like hell. But he had no fear. Narayana Parak Sarve Nakutashtana Vibhyati Svarga Pavarga Narakeshvapi Tu Yarta Darshan. For a devotee, heaven or hell or liberation are all the same. The devotee, if he goes to heaven, he'll serve Krishna. If he goes to hell, he'll serve Krishna. Because he's beyond the dualities of this material world. The ordinary conditioned soul, if he goes to heaven, he enjoys sense gratification. And if he goes to hell, he suffers miserably. If he's in the middle, he sometimes enjoys, sometimes suffers. So he's always subject to the dualities of material existence. But a devotee knows that this duality is all maya. Dvaite bhadra bhadra gyan e mano dharma. E balo, what is that? E mande balo e sabrama. This is all mental concoction. This is good, this is bad. Manodharma means it's by mental concoction. Just like suppose now it's supposed to be very hot in Calcutta, so we'll think this is very too hot. But a person from a hotter place will think this is too cold. Or a person, according to our taste, will think, oh, this is too this. Just even in the winter time, the British come to India and they think, oh, it's so hot. Last month, foreigners were coming to Calcutta, Mayapur, and they're saying, oh, it's so hot. Last month, the foreigners were coming and they're saying, oh, it's so hot. And those who live here in Calcutta, last month they're thinking, oh, the weather is very nice this month. That means it's neither nice nor not nice, but according to my thinking, it's nice or it's not nice. Everyone is thinking how he'll be happy. But it's all illusion, because the world is not a happy place.
Maya
The material world is a place of suffering, and 1 month if the weather is a little nice, I think, oh, it's so nice here. I'm suffering like a dog, actually, in the material world. But if the weather is nice, I say, oh, it's very good. Birth and death are there, old age and disease are there, but the weather is nice. And this is Maya. So, the devotee is beyond these dualities. He knows that I'm not enjoying here, I'm not suffering here. Because he knows I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. So what do these external things have to do with me? This external happiness is not actual happiness, and the external suffering is not actually suffering. His consciousness is fixed within on the platform of the spirit soul and devotional service to Krishna. So he's not overwhelmed by the dualities of material existence. So svarga or apavarga, if he knows that even if I go to heaven, my business is not to enjoy. Just the neophyte devotees, they sometimes think that I'll go to America and I'll enjoy. I'll go to America, I'll get money, I'll get a green card, I'll get maybe an American wife, I'll get this, that. Money, and I'll enjoy. And usually, of course, they end up suffering. They didn't know how difficult the life is there. So, but Prabhupada went to America and his business was not to enjoy. He didn't think I'll go to America and so many. No, my business is to serve. And because he had no interest in enjoying, there was no question of suffering. Similarly, sometimes he went to other places. Anyway, sometimes they're considered happy places, sometimes miserable places. Prabhupada made no such distinction. Even, again, what some people consider to be happiness, for a devotee, it has no value. He went to England, and the British think they have such a great place. Prabhupada said it's green hell. Green hell. There's lots of rain, so everything grows green. But it's cold and miserable. And so many things are there. Probably green hell. But anyway, Prabhupada didn't mind. It may be hell or it may be swarg, but let me go and serve Krishna. In Bombay, Prabhupada, they made very beautiful rooms for him in the at Juhu on the seashore. At our temple. Maybe what floor? Sixth floor, eighth floor, something. And in Bhubaneswar, there was a construction site and they had just a hut. So for Prabhupada it was the same. He was happy to stay in the rooms at Juhu. He was happy to stay in the hut in Bhubaneswar. Doesn't matter. Our business is to serve Krishna, that's all. So, the Krishna conscious person, whether he goes to Swarga or Narak, or whether he gets liberation, Tulyartha Darshana, he sees it all, doesn't matter, equal, as long as there's service to Krishna.
Krishna Bhavana Bhavita Bhakta Swarga Jaya Naraka Jaya Jekon Jaya Api Tula Darsana Tini Sat Kusuke Saman Bhave Darsana Kare
Ma Bhaishtam Astu Don't be afraid, I'll be there.
Ma Bhaishtam Tini Bhai Karana Amyo Bhago
Astu Sham There'll be happiness for you, don't worry. Don't worry, it's service. Although it seems like a curse, actually it's happiness. For the devotee, sometimes there's apparent unhappiness, but it's actually a blessing. The difficulties simply magnify the glory of the devotee. Pandavas suffered so much difficulty, but actually they became glorified. If they hadn't been cheated, if they hadn't been exiled, if there hadn't been so many attempts to kill them, there would have been no story.
Even
No one would take interest, who is Yudhisthira, who is Arjuna. But because they went through so much difficulty, they're glorified. Or sometimes Krishna does something. He takes away our money, or he gives us some health problem, or he smashes us in one way or another. But the devotee thinks that this is Krishna's mercy. It's an opportunity for surrendering to Krishna, that's all. Krishna is the well-wisher of his devotee, so whatever you like, you can do to me.
Krishna se bhakte sab kichu tene ja pade cha amader prakotva.
If you like, you can protect me. If you like, you can kill me. Whatever you do is good.
Jodi apni amake rakha korte chan tale rakha korbe apni amake marte chan marte pare
you
ja kichu korte chan
prakotva. You killed Putana witch and she got liberation.
Apni putana ke hatya kore
you danced on the hoods of Kaliya and he got the dust of your lotus feet all over his head. Heads. Which even Brahma couldn't get. So whatever you do, that's all right. It may be difficult, but we accept it and go on offering obeisances to you from within the core of the heart. And go on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. All right. Thank you very much. Any question? Life we do, what kind of activities? So many activities, yeah. You know these fans are there and I can, or is it the generator again? If we close these doors, do we get less noise? Because I can't hear you. What is it?
I said that we do many activities, and how do we know that whether Krishna is pleased with our activities or not?
First, you have to see whether you're following Krishna's instructions. If you're going against the Shastras, then how is Krishna pleased? Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Panchracha, Vinim, Vina, Vaikantikir, Hadir Bhakti, Rutpatai, Ivakopate. If you're going against the Shastra, then it's simply a disturbance. Tasmat shastra pramanamite. Therefore you have to know from the shastra, karya karya vivastato, what to do, what not to do. That's the first thing.
Pratham,
And the spiritual master is there as the visible representative of Krishna. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. When he is pleased, then Krishna is pleased.
Sadguru asan tini Krishna prasadhi. So, ta nindesi paskaravasi tini di santustam, ta Krishna santustam.
And then the Vaishnavas are there, whether they approve.
Vaishnava gandhrache.
The opinion of advanced Vaishnavas. The neophyte Vaishnavas may or may not approve, but if the advanced Vaishnavas approve, then it's good. Naveen Nai, less advanced. Is that all right? Something else? Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.